Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
12 Madison Avenue in Midtown and 513 South Front Street downtown. Check out the menu and more at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia in Midtown every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Bring a team and win some green. Don't miss live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night. Kirk Smithart on Saturday. Joe Austin.
92.9 FM, 680 AM on the WMFS app and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, live from the Bank of Bartlett Studio on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I realize that there are so many Memphians that have already formed opinions about Ivan Rabb without necessarily seeing enough of him. But that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to talk to Yanni Huffnagel. Yanni Huffnagel is a former Cal assistant. He recruited Ivan Rabb to Cal, and he joins us now. Yanni, what's going on, man? Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Really excited to be on the show.
Of course, man. So we're bringing you on, obviously, because the Grizzlies drafted Ivan Rabb at 35, and you tweeted that the Grizzlies got value in all caps at 35. So just what kind of value are the Grizzlies getting in Ivan Rabb, Yanni?
Well, a year ago, he's a lottery pick, and he's a better player today than he was 12 months ago. And so there's real value there. This was a draft that was clear in the propensity towards drafting youth, you know, with 16 freshmen taking in the first round. I think Ivan just got lost in that shuffle. Now, here's a kid who, if you just look at the averages, his averages go up year over year. You know, he averaged 12 points a game as a freshman this past season, 14. I think 8 rebounds a game as a freshman this past season, 10. So if you just look at the numbers and extrapolate those, he made improvements. I think time will ultimately be the greatest lens for us to look in as towards the value of this pick, but I really like it. I really, really like the pick for Memphis, especially with some of the pieces that they may lose with Green and Randolph potentially moving off the roster.
Well, you mentioned it, Green and Randolph, and that makes sense to us because I've always looked at him and thought when they drafted him, okay, they're getting a guy that's a possible stretch four. But then you come in and you read stuff this morning that says, well, no, wait, he's a five. No one better to ask than you, Yanni. What is he at the next level? Is he a four? Is he a five? Is he a guy that plays both? What will he be at the next level?
Yeah, I think he's both. I think the answer is offensively, he's probably a four, and defensively, to be honest, just because of how he'll have to guard pick and roll, mm-hmm. probably more of a five. You know, Jamichael was just a monster defensively and really rebounded the ball at such a high level. I don't know if Ivan is that on the defensive end of the floor, but I think offensively, especially playing out of the pick and roll, he'll have a little bit of a better chance over time to be able to stretch it. You know, he didn't shoot a lot of threes this past year. He only took 20, but did make 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen his ability to make threes. So the answer is I think he'll ultimately probably be an NBA 4. I do think he'll have to be soft and pick and rolls at least early. Doesn't move his feet great laterally, defensively. Has to become a little bit of a better rim protector. I don't know if he's got the strength and the toughness yet to defend NBA 5s.
Mm-hmm.
But offensively, he'll ultimately be a really tough cover as a pick-and-pop guy. Right now, his range is really probably out to 17, 19 feet. But over time, he'll get to 21-9.
I know it's a tough dynamic right. Because as a coach, right, you want your best players in your program. You don't necessarily want them to leave, even if they are lottery picks, right? I mean, you want your best players in your program. But he clearly saw his stock drop after a season. So it's kind of a cautionary tale, right? I mean, if you're a lottery pick, you almost have to go.
You know, I had this conversation yesterday, and for me now, and certainly, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. But going forward, if you can go, you know, if you're a lottery pick or even a projected first-round pick, you've got to go. I mean, the money is just so different between a first-round pick and a second-round pick and guaranteed money versus unguaranteed money, you know, and especially now with the ability for NBA teams to send guys back and forth, and Memphis has a really good D-League situation going now. You're a professional, right? And you have a chance to work with an NBA coaching staff and to work with the D-League coaching staff and player development, whereas in college, you know, as it's fair to say, listen, you're bound by classwork and other commitments that college kids have. And so, you know, I just think now you're going to see, you know, anyone who's projected, quote unquote, to go and be a first-round pick, I think you've got to go. Now, in the case of Ivan, time will tell. This ultimately, right, when we look back on this thing in 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, it might be the best thing that happened to him and a terrific thing for the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, Memphis has the 17th pick in last year's draft and takes Wade. Ivan's probably off the board at that point. And so all of a sudden you're sitting here, and if you're the Memphis Grizzlies or a Memphis Grizzlies fan, you've got to be elated. I just a quick Google search, and, you know, you've got some, I guess, consternation or some people scratching their heads in Memphis. How can you do that? You got a kid here who averaged a double-double. He saw a double team every time he caught the ball in the box last year. Remember, Cal loses Jordan Matthews to Gonzaga.
Yep.
Jabari Bird misses games with injuries last year. The floor was just not that well spaced, and it was nothing to do with Konzo Martin or his life. It was just lack of shot making. And so every time Ivan gets a touch in the box, he gets blitzed with a double team right on the catch. You know, and I thought he probably handled it with about as much aplomb as you can. But here you got a second round draft pick who a year ago.
Yeah.
Memphis can't probably touch at 17. And so when you talk about value, we're talking about a kid who's 20 years old, 7'2 wingspan, 220 pounds, probably gets to 230, 235 over time with Memphis's strength and conditioning program. You got a great shooting coach in Bob Tate, really good coaching staff. So this is a home run. This is a home run. Given the uncertainty of second-round draft picks, I actually think Rab is a heck of a commodity, a known commodity. Rebounding translates. He's got magnetic hands. And so I think you've got to be elated if you're a Grizzlies fan today.
Well, because here's the deal, Yanni. Yeah. What you just hit on, I think, is exactly right. Because people, I even had tweets about the fact that he came from Cal. Somebody tweeted me and said, I don't want another loser from a losing program. But what people fail to realize, they're not watching Cal basketball. So they don't know about Cal losing Jordan Matthews to Gonzaga.
Right.
They don't know about Jabari Bird missing games. They don't know that because there just wasn't enough around him, the floor wasn't spaced well enough, he was getting double-teamed in the post. They don't know those things. So they just see a record, and they just see numbers that they may or may not feel are modest. They don't know the context. And I do think that context is important, especially when you're talking about a kid that was a top 10 player coming out of high school. And that, historically, that does matter.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, just look at, you know, what five-star kids have ultimately done, you know, over time in the NBA. You know, Ivan was that. I mean, he was a top five kid coming out of high school. Could have gone anywhere that he wanted in America to play college basketball, Kansas, Kentucky, Arizona. You know, we were very, very fortunate that Ivan lived 15 minutes down the road and wanted to stay close to home. And so we were the beneficiary of that. And Konzo did just a marvelous job recruiting him, the whole coaching staff, Tracy Webster, John Harris, marvelous, marvelous job recruiting Ivan, Nicodemus Christopher, our strength and conditioning coach. And so here we are, you know, and time will tell, certainly. But I just think, and by all accounts, I think John Hollinger, Ed Stefanski, Chris Wallace, I think they were jumping up and down that Rab was on the board there at 35 and almost sounds like didn't have the chance to draft him. I guess there was just a falling apart of a deal that would have sent Ivan to Cleveland at 34. And, you know, we wouldn't be on the radio here today having this discussion. So, time will tell, but you've got a kid who's 6'10", with a 7'2 wingspan, like I alluded to, a really good per 40 numbers. I love the pick. I really do. I love the pick for Memphis. Excited that now Ivan and my guy Wade Baldwin have a chance to run some pick and rolls together. Mike Conley's going to be really good for Rab, and I think there's opportunity for Ivan too. You know, Memphis gets a chance to sign Ivan, doesn't have to pay him a whole lot, can kind of hopefully find a way to get him into the roster equation, especially if you lose Green and Randolph. I mean, you're sitting there and who's, you know, who is the foreman? So what a great opportunity for Ivan.
I'm curious about this. We've laid out, and you've done it perfectly, beautifully, just the kind of upside he's got, what he can do. What kind of kid is he, Yanni? Is he quiet? Is he a leader in the locker room? Does he play with a chip on his? Does he have the dog in him? Like, what kind of kid is Ivan Rabb?
Yeah, as good as anyone I've been around, and I'm saying that with total candor and enthusiasm. Ivan Rabb is A+. His family is A+. You know, this is a kid who came back to Cal in large part because of the affinity he had for his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Adored by everyone. I mean, you know, I had a conversation with Jaylen Brown back and forth through text last night, and just you could feel the palpable excitement he had for Rab jumping through the phone. I mean, Ivan will leave just an incredible impression on you. I remember the first time I talked to Ivan, I was actually at Harvard. His high school coach, Lou Ritchie, when Ivan was in ninth grade, put me on the phone with Ivan, and I walked away. And I'll never forget it. I said, this kid is going to be a star, and look where he is now. And so, you know, I've been absolutely fortunate to have built a relationship with I, and I can't just wait to see, you know, how it plays out from here for him in Memphis. But the city of Memphis, the state of Tennessee, got an absolute gem of a kid here. He will be someone that your kids will be able to run up to, and he will take as much time as needed to sign every autograph and have a conversation. He's incredibly, incredibly articulate and well put together, interests that extend well beyond basketball. This is in so many ways just an absolute home run for Memphis and for the Grizzlies franchise.
And then you coached, obviously, in the Pac-12 for a couple of seasons, which means you saw plenty of Oregon and the Grizzlies' next draft pick, Dylan Brooks. What kind of player is Dylan Brooks? How does he fit with the Grizzlies? Should Grizzlies fans be excited about him too?
Yeah, I mean, to get him at 45, my goodness. It's a funny anecdote here. I think the first time we sent Konzo out to see Ivan play in AAU, Dylan Brooks was also on the floor. And Konzo goes to our staff. He goes, oh, man, I found the monster. You know, and at this point, Brooks was still a little under the radar, ended up reclassifying classes. This is a monster here, and we'll see how it ultimately translates to the next level, because Dylan was in so many isolations in Oregon in their pinwheel motion. You know, is he going to be able to put his head down and just get to the rim at will like he did at Oregon? I'm not so sure, but he's a winner. You know, you want winners as a part of your franchise. They won 32 games last year. They go 32-6. They go to the Final Four. He averaged, I think, 25.1 per 40 last year, only behind Fultz in the Pac-12. I mean, this is a monster. Now, is he going to be able to make NBA threes? I think that'll ultimately be the deciding factor for his viability long term. But
right,
if Dylan Brooks can be a high 30s guy, low 40s guy from three,
yep,
you know, I really like him. Defensively, maybe a little bit of a liability now. You know, Oregon played a lot of zone. They pressed a lot, so
right,
they were able to mask some guys in the framework of what they do defensively. But Dylan Brooks can score. I mean, he can absolutely score the basketball. Is he going to be able to finish versus length in the NBA? That again, is a little bit of a question mark. But I really like him. I do. I really like him. That kid is a winner. I mean, Pac-12 Player of the Year, and think about the talent. Think about the talent in that league. I mean, UCLA on their own put four guys in the NBA last night. So he's a winner. And, again, you talk about value, you know, and that's what you have to really use that word, I think, when you talk about second-round draft
picks.
No
doubt.
If I'm waking up this morning, again, and I'll say it over and over again, if I'm waking up this morning – and I'm drafting 35 and 45, and I end up with Ivan Rabb and Dylan Brooks, I've got to be jumping up and down.
Yeah.
I mean, I because you've got a little bit more of a known commodity than maybe what you'd be getting oftentimes in the second round.
Yanni, you know how highly John Martin and I both think of you. What's next for you? We want to know what's coming up next. You spent the year at Nevada. You were at Nevada last year. What's coming up for you?
You know what? I've got some exciting things in the works. I'm going to unleash my entrepreneurial spirit here. I guess in time, maybe I'll come on again and share it. But working with some NBA players to develop an enhanced water / functional beverage in the quote-unquote good-for-you consumer space. So we're really excited about it. I can't share much more than that, but it'll be a convergence for me of my intense fascination of consumer brands, especially those in the health and wellness space, and then continuing to be able to stay connected to the world of basketball by using those guys to influence and drive the brand going forward. So I'll stay involved. I'm going to do some speaking here in the fall. I think I've got 7 stops already set in terms of going to colleges to go speak. The lens of personal brand building, and I'm really excited about that and haven't really solicited it yet, but have some neat, exciting things in the works. But maybe I'll do more radio spots. I really love it.
No,
we hope so.
Yeah, you're great at it, man, and we appreciate you joining us today and lending some insight on the Grizzlies' newest draft picks. I think we came away from this even more excited, man. So thanks so much for the time, Yanni. Always good to catch up,
great
brother.
Great stuff, Coach.
Guys, thank you so much. I really enjoyed this. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. It is Yanni Hufnagel, former Cal assistant. And listen, he's exactly right, man. When you were talking about the second round, I mean, we're not talking about the Grizzlies gave away or mortgaged their future for a top 15 pick that they spent on Ivan Rapp. We're in the second round here, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everything at that point is a complete roll of the dice.
Yeah.
So.
And in this case, you're rolling in on a guy that's been a top 10 prospect for all of his career.
Yeah.
You know, a guy that was always highly thought of.
Yeah.
And, yeah, defensively, is he going to be the rim protector? Probably not. But, again, I go to looking at possible upside. There's more with
there
him than there were at the guys at that spot.
Yeah.
More with him than with others.
All right, we'll come back in a minute. I'm going to tell you about an amazing event that's going on tonight in Memphis. We'll also go back over some of the winners and losers of the NBA draft. Dennis Smith may – I don't know if Dennis Smith is a winner or a loser. You're going to have to help me figure it out.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that when we get back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine here once again for MemphisHairDoctor.com, New Body Concepts. You've been hearing me talk about this company for years, and it's because they're simply the best. They have a new office location in Germantown, but the same incredible staff that has more experience with the NeoGraft procedure than anyone in the area. They have done millions of grafts. They are the top NeoGraft provider in the southeastern United States, and they have the best prices in the entire country. The NeoGraft procedure revolutionized hair restoration. No longer do you have to go through a painful, scar-inducing procedure that doesn't look natural and just...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.